Shir Yud Aleph in Eilat Shafas Bela Shiva continued. Zayin Adabayis Eitav Shemim Vav March 8th, 1986 on Tuesday continued.
Still, but not in Mashu in any place, but only in Mashu became Moro and Mashu became Chiyas, whatever Chiyas means, whether kidney or the diaphragm. Okay, so why did the Gemara say, why did Abzira say, Arukoy Kasai Shabu Gemara? He should say, Shio Shok Gemara, because we passed that there has to be Shio Kasai. So maybe he said Kasai Shabu. But in Achmane, according to Mandoma, that it doesn't have to be the Shio Kasai, but still has to be more Gemara. Ubi, Omar Pope, Rabba Rabba, and Mokim Shihai in the vital place. Omar Pope, Hilka Bin Kazai Mokimoro, Ubin Kazai Mokim Shihai. What it means Mokim Shihai? The vital place. But so that took shot, one pshat is it means the trap shed diaphragm. It has to be a joint. The diaphragm and one psha the kidney. Alright. As we see the Rashi. Asher mi kamtsi rabshin rebe bnei shal mosi oyo u mi kamei tloshin atzon. I'm sure that many will make a mistake and they'll think that the Gemara says that rabshin rebe was a stingy person. But that's not Pshat Chas V'Shalom. It is just mentioned as a simon to remember. Pumese Chila Shev Arukoye Mira Minoye. In other words, you see how they were involved in Torah. He saw Chachomim running away. So he had to tell them a certain halach. Even when you are running away for your life, but you cannot be misyadas yourself in the Torah. Of course, if something can interfere with running away, then you should mention it. But if it will not interfere in one way, so by all means, even when you run away, you have to be involved in learning. Boy Rabbi Yirmi. No one said no, I did. We are Amur Sekraj Mokhoi. Mokim Shechayo Shakovet Chayo Mishon. The Haine Mokim Philosophy Shimur et Vukota Hasakoi. Keep it. Then you are Umotsosi. Mishnah Chine v'Yisaret HaKobet. Rei Prakshin, that's the diaphragm. Okay. So many of you ask me that in order to be Sheiro, there must be three Xeisim left, not one Kazayis. That's La Loha. Three Xeisim. One Kazayis near the gold ladder, one Kazayis near the diaphragm, one Kazayis near the kidney. Three days. Okay. In the Sefer Tshuvos through the age, so he writes a very interesting story during the second the beginning of the Second World War. Second World War, so many of the Rabbonim, so fled towards from the Khirban back himself, I mean Germany, but fled towards. I don't know what was the Haitian wars of was. But I mean many came towards. So of course Rabbonim is from Lodge, my uncle, he was the dying in the Holy of Lodge. So he also went to Warsaw. He thought Warsaw is a bigger city, I mean, and there'll be a big fight by the Polish army for Warsaw. So he fled to Warsaw. He had no other place to escape. So Warsaw came daily from all countries. So they all met in one place. So what they do when they all met in one place? Because they discussed a certain Indian song. Rav Chaim Weinberg mentions it in Sridhar. It's very interesting. Something like this. It's named Z. When they escaped the refugees. So he met the refugees. So he told them the Kiddush that it has to be much more. I mean, they are in danger of being killed. So what? Learning Torah will not interfere with their escape. Showing the skills, of course, you don't talk to the Torah. But if it will not interfere, so that's the only thing that you have to do. Yeah, now we must. Boy, Rabbi Yomye. Mislakit Mao, suppose the Kazayis, Bimokim Chayo, but suppose it's not one piece, but let's say half a Kazayis, they are both adjoining to the Mao, but it's not continuous, it has to be collected and gathered from several places, let's say half a Kazayis. Here is the mall, let's say. If here is the mall, so a half a kazayis of the liver is attached here, and another half a kazayis is attached here to the mall. And in the middle, so it was removed. So, do we say that the whole kazayis has to be continuous in one place? It cannot be collected from different places, or even if it's collected, from different places. This is Shai. Chirtsuoma, suppose it's in the shape of a rectangular strip, not the kazayis. So, is it alright? Boy Rabash, kazayis, mirudetma. Flattened. So isn't that like a rectangle, like a strip, rectangular strip? So Rashi says, flat it means the shape is gorua. I don't know exactly what flat it means, what kind of shape. In other words, rectangular at least, straight, but suppose it's flattened and it's not a straight shape altogether. So that might be worse. Alright, now let's see Rashi. Mislakit mal kadayt mislakit ul mok mecho lachot kadayt kam at vera kam mirude miruka flatten tvikora mirchitzo den boye minei rabzrei kemirabame nigdal tulukoved u muro bitrap sheo malu. Suppose it is mitug leiber amudug means that they were under mostly was already detached, but it's still hanging on. It's still hanging on in a very loose way. So the Shaili supposed that the liver is really torn away from its place of juncture, but it still hangs on. The Daudalo, it hangs on to the diaphragm, but it's not really attached to the diaphragm. It hangs out, but the whole thing is there, in the organs. The whole thing is there, but it was torn away, and it's nidogu, it hangs out to the diaphragm. More because she omal, omalay dilum zayni yedei omal, ilmando mo mokim mohe ike, ilmando mo mokim shir chayo ike. So in other words, the fact that it's torn away as long as it is attached to this, to the extent of it as I do mokim mohe, and in the vital organ, whatever it is, so then it's kosher. But if it is so torn away that the size, the extent of the attachment is less than a kazayis, and of course it's break. So what is your shaila? It all depends upon the fact. Nidal mekom kinisar bin mua bitrachor kamiyat, the kamiyat, the kolkayim, hoiko areikuro kayemes, as long as it is attached to that extent, even though it was torn away, you know, in a number of places. Alright, now we start the sugya of Reve. So, the sugya of Reve, until we reach the sugya of Chelet, we reach the sugya of Chelet, I don't know, I mean, whether we'll go over the sugya of Chelet. It has nothing to do with Reve, but certainly, as long as we do not reach the sugi of Chelev, so we're not going to skip. Maybe even if we probably will cover the sugi of Chelev, but maybe that later, because that this has nothing to do with Chelev, this has to do with another vineyard of Chelev, you know. That's not in the slave, so maybe that will be postponed towards the end. But until the sugi of Chelet, Memtes, on the bottom of Memtes on the Dalet, so we're going straight in the Yisbeth. Horeyesh emikro, Rabu Shmuel v'Rabatze de Amre, Chome Eloye, that if now, the way also has to remember, the outer membrane, that's the Chome Eloy, and the inner membrane is the Chome Tatoy. So Rabbi Shmuel Abbasi Damre Chome Eloy, if the outer membrane of the lung was pierced, was perforated, even though the inner membrane is intact, so it's like the Amre lo Chome Tatoy. So Tesis points out, I mean, that what it means, that it's not reifed by virtue of the fact that the outer membrane was perforated. No, it is only reifed if, in addition to the outer membrane being perforated, so the inner membrane was also perforated. Then it's reifed. In other words, when both membranes were pierced. The Omer Rav Nachman became monoch, in order to remember, so just visualize that the reye is enclosed in a case made out of roses. I mean, it's a way to remember it. Way to remember, because, as I mentioned at the banquet, what Chaim Volozhiner said, in respect to Shini Pirke Meepon and Mirachaspon. In other words, I'm sure since the Talmud, so there was an Isa, or Rom Shival Teyat, or Shulim Yersav, some Mele, every Talmud had to memorize by heart every word. Not so easy, not like today, you know. You can look, take a Sefer, ignore any other Kabbalah, you don't have to memorize every word by heart. You see, there is a practice, you know, in yeshivas, in schools, that students should memorize Mishnah Balpeh, and they're just public relations. But today it's not important, you see. But before Simas Talmud, the important thing is to know it inside. Not, you can memorize all Mishnah by heart and not know one Mishnah. this was a beautiful know some of these Daphne Gemara by heart, but they don't know Pshat even one block. So the most important thing is to know it inside, not to memorize by heart. That's not important. But Kinos and the Talmud, so both were important, to know inside and to know outside, because Torah is already a Tashor in the Tzad. So because of that, the Prime was not said that it was a regulation that every Talmud has to rehearse the Shia 100 times. There are some Talmudim who have a wonderful memory, so by rehearsing it once, they knew it by heart. But there were some Talmudim who had a very poor memory, so in order not to embarrass the poorest Talmudim, that people shouldn't point a finger at him and say he's a dope. He has to rehearse his lesson 100 times. So the Chachamim won Sakim that every Talmud, if he wants to pass, not to be expelled from the Smerash, from the academy, so has to rehearse the Shia 100 times. Might be the biggest genius, photographic memory. He doesn't have to rehearse altogether. He just hears it once. He can repeat verbatim. Never mind. The genius, very nice. But he has to rehearse the Shia 100 times, not to embarrass the poor student. So that's why we find the Gemara constantly. Simoni Manin, visualize this and visualize that. I mean, visualize as if Chassid Sholem, that Shimon Bar Rebbe was a stingy person, he was a rich person. As we don't remember that it's all right, you know, to imagine for a moment, you know. Really. So he says, just imagine that the Re'e is enveloped in a collar shirt, in a collar shirt, I mean like rose-like shirt. What is it? To remember that the inner membrane was red. The inner membrane was red. Alright. Here we go, Mal Bushad Bushar Re'e, Munachat Ben, Roda Al Shem Shekhum Tachtin Odin, Kid Amrinon Mikamon, Kayine Sumki, Kayine Sumki. So, in other words, there's the Gemara, like a red date. Alright. Pshit, yin kapi loye, v'lo yin kaftatoye, if the loye was perforated, but the tatoye was not perforated, so tatoye megin, so if the outer membrane was perforated, and the inner membrane was not perforated, so then it's not treif, because in as much as the inner membrane is intact, so that protects the lung. In other words, not like Rabbi Shmuel Rav Asi. So I mean, like the first lashon of Rabbi Shmuel Rav Asi. So. Ki rab doma rabe hay reye di agli ki ayine sum kekeo if reye was peeled off like in the form of a red date. In other words, the white membrane was completely peeled off, so only the inner membrane remained. So it looks like a red day, so it's kshayo, because as long as the inner membrane is intact, so that protects the lung against deterioration. Or shayli is in kaftatoye below in kapiloi. Suppose the inner membrane was perforated, but the outer membrane was not. So, making a loy maybe, do we say that in this case it's also kshayo, because since the outer membrane is intact, So it can pretend along. Plige Boravachem Rabine, Chadom Aloy Megin, V'chadom HaMegin, V'hilches HaMegin. And that's like the second lotion of Rabu Shmuel Ravase. So when you say Komet HaToye, the stage explains what it means, Komet HaToye. Komet HaToye too, in order to be perfect. So the outer membrane and the inner membrane have to be perforated. Grandfather, Rebele Prujener, the new Mishnah is Bayah, all she says is Mishnah, Bayah. And he knew it Bayah when he was 30 years old, he knew it Bayah. But he didn't memorize it the way the Talmud in Moshidis. So they memorize it, they rehearse it once, 10 times, and then there is a contest and you get it right. I mean, that's nonsense. It only promotes jealousy and arrogance. That's what he does, the whole thing. It's not conducive to Limuda Torah and to Asmode, only to arrogance, to Gaive. That's the whole purpose, unfortunately. So Gaive is a very important factor in the educational system. But my grandfather, Rebele Prujener, knew all Shisha Sidra Mishne by heart. But he didn't memorize. He went over. He had a good memory too. He didn't have that memory that by going over Mishnayos once he should remember by heart. He didn't have that kind of memory. But he went over Shishis in the Mishnah so many times that he may remember. Let's say the way everybody knows Asher by heart. So did any one of us, I mean, memorize Asher by heart? I don't remember as a child that I remember that my father and my mother should tell me, memorize Asher B'Av. Not a big deal, I mean, memorize Asher B'Av. I know Asher B'Av because I said it every day. So three times a day, Asher, some of them I memorize it. That's the way Rebele Prujener knew Mishnah by heart. And that's the way the Rachova Goen knew all of Shas by heart and Yerushalmi by heart. Not that he memorized it. Like it's nonsense. Memorize. I mean that. I think that's one of the biggest evils in the educational system. And I don't know why among the frumer people, the rabbonim, the mechalkim, they emphasize so much. Memorize Mishnah Yibayah. Rather than to spend 10 hours on memorizing Mishnah Yibayah, let the children spend the same 10 hours in understanding the Mishnah. What's the use of memorizing the heart? Maybe say Kirin Shema B'Av, but you have to know what it means. Alright, anyway, I got off on a tangent. Because many times I'm very annoyed by the whole approach in the educational system today. They emphasize the Chitzenius. That's the important thing, the Chitzenius. Always in Brumkeit Chitzenius, in learning Chitzenius, not the Pnimius. The Pnimius is ignored. Who cares for the Pnimius? I mean, knowing Gemara, knowing the Mishneh, Pshat, the Mishneh, that's Pnimius. Mishneh by heart. 50 Mishnayot by heart. A young child of 8, he gets a prize. And then people start saying, oh, this boy is a genius. The other boys, they only know 2 Mishnayot. Ah, they are dope. This is what they achieve. And the most terrible thing is that it instills hashkose. And the boy has to be a real tzaddik in order not to become arrogant after going through these schools. So there are some boys who survive and they remain wonderful baumiyas because they are tzaddikim. But b'derech hateva, they should be mushchosim. Rav Chimshon and Pearl Hirsch speak so much against the practice of giving prizes to students. He says it's the greatest evil in the educational system. And I just am amazed how is it that Agudas Yisroel people who keep on talking and writing about the teaching for her, the teaching for her, why don't they follow up that? Alright. The Yilchas Amein, the Rabbi Yisei, the Omar Rabbi Yisei, I read the apshe, Yaginon, hey, apshe. So at least it says, if we hear that in Ireye, when we inflate it, so it produces a sound. So what? So that created out, maybe there is an echo. So maybe the wind, so the vibrations caused by the wind passing through the neck produces a sound. It creates such a soft. Hayreye de apshe, if hireye produces a sound. Iyadun heich apshe, if we know, let's say, the reye, if we know that the sound comes out from here, the exact spot where the sound comes out. Lispinua gatve. So he put on that spot a small piece of feather, or reke, or spittle, or gile, or straw. If when you put a spittle, let's say, on that spot, that produces a sound, that gives out a sound. So if when you put a spittle, so the spittle starts bubbling. So then, great. Why do you start bubbling? Because there is an invisible naked. There is an invisible naked. Now, certain doctor told me certain thing that Mora says that it's Kshero, so because it's not indicative of naked, but microscopically, there is an echo. So I told him that that's no kashe, because whatever cannot be seen by the senses, it cannot be determined by the senses only through the use of the microscope. So that's not considered, Alpidin, it's not considered as an echo. Alright, an echo can be mash, but only if it can be perceived through the senses. But the same thing is true of other things. You know, today there is another funkai today, another funkai, that you can see this vegetable and you can see that vegetable, and on Pesach from oil you cannot use from the lettuce, because no matter how you inspect it, and you still can be sure that there are no bugs. I know my father's kind of walking with also now. As pious as all these who say that you can't use romaine lettuce. And my father was makbid to eat dafke romaine lettuce, because many say that regular lettuce is not a meat. I don't know, I'm not saying. People say that Rabban Chotazach said, use regular lettuce, that was his shite. Alright, but Rabban Chotazach would pass on that everybody has to use Dr. Regular lettuce. Here, Poskim come and say, you cannot use romaine lettuce because unavoidably has bugs. Now, one thing I can tell you. We had been in America many years. I was a little young boy, a bar mitzvah boy, when I arrived in America. So, at the beginning, so we used only, my father, the Chaim Levroch, had used only romaine lettuce. Only romaine lettuce. Didn't use regular lettuce. Not only my father, my uncle Rav Simcha, Meisher Rosen, Arav Thomas Shalot, all the Dele Rabbonim used romaine lettuce, all of them, without exception. The only exception was Kabbalah Rabbanim. But the other Rabbanim, big Rabbanim, they all used Romain letters. They all used Romain letters. And in those days, bugs were much more frequent, much more than today. Why? Because today, I know my mother, the Chaim Livracha, she used to inspect every leaf of Romain letters or anything else. Every leaf. Sometimes we use ordinary letters, just because for health. So every leaf she inspected with the magnifying glass. She looked at the magnifying glass. My father told her to inspect every leaf with the magnifying glass. And if she didn't find any bugs, so then my father said, what is that? Suppose there is a bug. So when you drink water, there are so many bugs that you swallow. Why don't the poskim say you're not allowed to drink water? Why don't you say that? The answer is, the Oroch HaShulchan says, I'm not sure. Everybody said that. Things that cannot be perceived through the senses, only through the use of a microscope, the Torah didn't answer. As a matter of fact, there is a Zohar. The Zohar says that one time, actually, by Kodo, another time, so he had his Shifaris, and he looked at water through the Shifaris. That was a microscope. Very remarkable Zohar. So he saw thousands of trees. So he said, Morabu Masach Adishan. He looked at a little bit of water. So still he didn't ask, he didn't put out an Isser on water, because something, even though the Isser of Shrotzim, so some Melavim, some Melmalkis, but we learned it in Sochi. So, but something that cannot be seen by the naked eye, so Mimele, the Torah didn't ask. So another text we should say, even if that you don't have to use a magnifying glass either. So my father explained, somebody once asked him, why do you have to use a magnifying glass? Magnifying glass is also like a microscope, it's on a small scale. So my father said, because many people say, that the Riyah today is much poorer than the Riyah was Bisman Chazal and the Bisman Matan Torah, because we see from the Gemara in Peres that in those days, so they had such a wonderful Riyah, they could see and become such a delicious. So our Riyah is relatively poor, I mean, first of all, because of the air pollution, so, I mean, there are many reasons. So that's why we have to use a magnifying glass, because maybe if we had the Riyah that people had Bisman Matan Torah and Bisman Chazal, they would have seen it without a magnifying glass. So, but actually, if the Riyah today had been as good as it was Bisman Chazal and Bisman Matan Torah, I wouldn't even have to use a magnifying glass. Because if you can't see it without instruments, the Torah didn't pass. That's not considered as a barrier. That's not considered as a barrier. So I told that one. I mean, certain things that the Gemara said, that is kosher, even though microscopically it has nikobi, because a microscopic naked is no naked. So the question is here. That's why I brought it up. So Hayri the Afshe, the Tifere produces his sound. Some Mele, I mean, respect to that. If lettuce, if you inspect every leaf with the magnifying glass, so then you can be sure that if you couldn't see it with the magnifying glass today, so a person, Bisman Chazal, Bisman Matan Torah, wouldn't have been able to see it with his naked eye. Because after all, there hasn't been such a deterioration. So Mele, it's not also. So we have to worry about bugs. What matter? I mean, my father and the Rav Meisher Rosen and the Rav Tomashov and the Rav Henke, the Chaim Livracha, They didn't know a din and they're not Yerei Shemayim. Ridiculous. So how do they get the option? I have been here the option. My skin is all got fair, the rake or gill. So if you lay it, but you see sound. If we know the exact spot where the sound comes from, so you put spit on it. And then if it starts to bubble, so it's a raya, that there is a naked. Otherwise, I don't bubble. But the question is, according to what the Aruch HaShulchan says, I mean, which is a double portion, that anything that cannot be perceived by the senses, would only exist microscopically. So our begin, we don't recognize it. We don't recognize it properly. So why do we say we are dealing with the naked that we can't see? Because if it can be seen, so then why do we have to resort to this test? So it is so small that it cannot be seen. If it cannot be seen, so even if it bubbles, but it's like in the microscopic naked, the answer is different. It's not. It cannot be seen. If it cannot be determined, you know, through ordinary means, without the use, you know, of special instruments, you know, everything. So that naked is not considered naked. But if it can be perceived, even though it cannot be seen mamish, but it can be perceived by putting spittle, so it can be perceived for the sensor. So it doesn't make any difference whether it can be seen or it cannot be seen. And then something else, like this, when you look at it, so you don't pinpoint, even though you know where the sound comes, but that is also an extended area, you know, so you don't see it. But once you see that it bubbles, then you might even be able, when you look closely, so to see it too. But even if you won't be able to see it, as long as it can be perceived through the ordinary means, without any special, you know, technical methods, you see. So, method. So mele, so then, it, so then it's it, it, then it is considered a I read up here the Michael Finson got for the Kidura in the Treife, the Loik Sheiron. Now, so you can do it with a spittle, or you can do it with a feather, or you can do it with a piece of straw. So when you do it with a spittle, so then the test is whether it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. Or it bubbles or it doesn't bubble. But when you use a piece of feather, or you use a piece of straw, so what does mevadbitsa mean? Vadbitsa doesn't mean that can bubble. In liquid, it bubbles. It means it keeps on vibrating. So that you see special movements, vibrations in the feather or in the wing. So that's like the bubbling of the spirit. Bimloy, if it doesn't bubble, so it's a raya that there is no naked. There is no naked that can be perceived through the senses. Some mele say, oh, and even if there is a microscopic naked, doesn't matter. But suppose we can't identify the exact spot where the sound comes from. So you cannot put spittle, you know, on the whole lung. That's physically impossible. My sinon mitichlite de maya pshure. So he brings in a vessel, he brings lukewarm water, my sinon bigabo, and then you put the lung inside the lukewarm water. Bichmim loy, you cannot put the lung in hot water because the kapse, because that shrinks. and be clear alone, you cannot use cold water because that hardens. El misvinam be pushed. And you put the lung, you immerse the lung in lukewarm water, in afkinale, and then you start inflating it, blowing it. In ivazlice treyhe. Because if it bubbles, so, see, the water bubbles, so that's a raya, there is an ekev. There is an ekev, more than microscopic. And that's why it keeps on bubbling, because the water causes pressure by going through, by penetrating through the neck. So that produces the vibrations of the bubbling. He says, the loy is kshayr. So the question is, why is there sound? The answer is, that's a raya, tatoye inke, biloye loy inke. That only the inner membrane was perforated slightly, but the outer membrane was not perforated slightly. So melee, so since there is a wind that might pass through that neck, the bene, that the wind in between, so that produces that sound. Now let's see the Rashi. The object is an Ifkneison. Is an Ifkneison, much more skillful, or a hinting man, or as near the Mirabsim is not a god for a gilly rake. My sheet in Alaisim of Knaf. Plumbilat. I think it's the same word. So, that's old French. Gile Kash. Imivazvice. Hayereke. Machmas. Anifiche. Biyodua, sheyeishom nekev shoruach yeitze mishom. I think that was, according to the experts, the cause of the explosion of the space shuttle. There was a defect in the plume, in the booster. There was a defect in the plume. אם יבאת ביצעי ירי כמחנסה מפיחה ויודוע שישום נקב שהרוח יעשה משום טריפה משום ראי שנקבו די לא ידנמך אף שאיף we don't know what spot in the ראי the sound comes from פון שיוכל הפכים לשמיע סעיזן מאיכן כאילו זה נשמע מסינן משילתה קוניבלז it's a vessel the mayek shure umasvino likule reye and you dump the whole reye into the water shekol mokim sheish bo nekef yivad bitza mayim so hat water not the kapsole so because that shrinks so mele va nekef nistam so nekef will be nistam veins of the giyof now you say if it's nistam so it's healed no but it's even poik again so but in cold water not so that hardens the reye makshne isu keben vi men shom nekev bekum elin vi ish nekev bitachtin so then al begin is kshero but as a result of the cold water it will tear because the tissue of the lung becomes hardened miskaveli machmashu kolush umay makol metrini so they stretch it out kishe miskashe when it becomes hard. Alright, that's the dike of a rei. This is the dike of the rei. So when you say enum dikim bireye bidikes reye, it means this dike. Alright, gufe omer. Anyway, so Agabuche, we see that in the case of Tatoi Inkaf, Iloi Inkaf, so Iloi is made. So in other words, it's like the second Loshin in Rabbi Shmuel the Rabbas. Gufe, Omaro behayre yedig, let kayine sumke ksheiro. A reye that was spilled, like he read day, it is ksheiro. They are my rovets. ריישה דימו מקצוס אוקשאירו כולו טריפו איפי ריישה partially red, so it's clear. But if it's completely red, so it's straight. Omele Rabbina Lerove, Miksoso my time, why Miksoso? So it's clear, the Hadrabori to be healed. So say, even if it's completely red, Kulunana Hadrabori. Let's see the Rashi. We need it. da toin ke bogen dit 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 da wo ich is in dit da haneke bin ich auch woche dort is gut mit mir kommen el die schmeiden bin ich na so ruach so der is vibration between the two membranes du bring this a kommen mit dir auf mach mal scale ich seh dimo mir ta ja war nu kann je un so schot no mo si hat je jetzt mir hen dam der preis די שאר שקוטים ומוסים, נדש מן השקוטים, המון בתאו, other insects. So, you are חייב משום חבורה only if you see the blood comes out. But suppose blood doesn't come out, but you see sometimes you see it's red on the surface, the skin is red. So then you're not חייב. You're not חייב. כשיהיה יצא מדם, Oh, you what Shaykhaz been said here, the Gabbatrites, you tell me, Shoshkot and Mosi, Ktanu, he didn't start them, the Demele, Sheiron Rach, Chutz Mishmin Shchotim, Sheiron Koshe, so the Shmin Shchotim have a very hard skin. So, in Chayvelin, the Shabbos, Mishm Chayveil, Ashe Teitzim and Titzel Dam, Vachot Mishim Yitzra Dam, Vedmir and Vachutz, so suppose you hit a shell and it becomes red, the skin becomes red. Rach kumimai al had biochen name but machine chin machine spots in the hard skin. A tough skin, some melee. If the dam didn't come out, it came out. We don't see it, but it came out. So if the dam hadn't been or something came out, it wouldn't even be red. It wouldn't be red. But by Shosh Hotzin, so it is Maila Hadi without the Itipas dam coming out. So melee, Bochename, the same reason we can apply, the same logic applies here. Mimayala Hadin. The fact that it's red doesn't mean the dam came out. Dam didn't come out, but it's Mayala Hadin because the tissue is relatively soft. Vamay Khoshapolinek, Vichit English means Shotsim Damale. And the Tanya Nitzra Adam Afakusho Yotso Yoche Afil Miksosa Nam So even Miksosa Elo Lo Ishne So how does Rashi say Elo Lo Ishne? Now, Nitzra Adam, now it's the Rashi Vichitein Lo Ishne Yishrotzim Gam Yolo Yitane Bu Perek Hashrotzim Nitzra Adam Nesem Mokim Echol Vanyo Edim Oyen Bachutz Afakusho Yotso Bikoro Yosem Chabur Shinech Yizeres דחים שדים הם באחוד בידוע שנקרואים מבפנים בספרים מהפעולוצית ואוכן עמל הייקום דרי חשק להיקיע גמו ואוכן מפורש עושם ובחנו דיסלעיר הבא חבולה ובחנו לסלעיר להכשיר חבולה החצר הזדם והחמאס נדיקה מייסה לא ידען איך אתן יהיה אלא לא ישנה די בין כולו בין קצוס או קשירו כי לא אומר לי כמון האדום או קשירו מרנוס זה צריך שפשט But then there's an Adrach Pshat, it's just the reverse. It's very important. Elo Leishne. So, Pirish Rach, Leishne Utreif. Utreif. Just the reverse of Rashi. U Pirushe, Hodi Oma Likamon Adume Ksheiro. Rashi mentions the Gemara of Rav Nosson Adume Ksheiro. So it's Gemara Meforesh, it's like that. особа кој дека арбуи дека има е, ќе носи тоа време, да ги некиш мисла, дене салдин фир. In other words, if it's red, but when you inflate it, when you blow against it, then it becomes white. So it's not a real red, you know. It's a very, very faint red. It disappears when you inflate it. But if it doesn't dissipate as a result of blowing it, so then it's red, according to Rashi. וכי מה שמתחיל כסריך את רבני גרשן ולחדילה של רבני טעם ובקונטרס פירש לא ישנו קשיו כדלי כמה וכי פרסק בהלוך הסדילס הלחדילה של רבני גוין ורב אלפס רבני יקי ורב אלפס ורבני יקב ברבובין או יומיידה ויום הרבה ראי שיוב שום מקצוס את ראי איפה ראי בקין דווי partly dry, so is dry. The hammer, what does it mean dry? Omar ha-fatim shmei rovei kidishi kifor b'tipera. In other words, if when you scrape it with the tipera and so it breaks, so that's the extent of yafshus that makes it dry. K'mam tradition am shulam, itani zeu yibeisho ligabi mumi pcheya. So what is yibeisho? So shintinokei veinimitsiya dipadam Rabbi Yisrael Shulam inaya yibeisho kideishit nifrechet bitzipeiren. So that is what what Rachape says, Mishmei Dorove, is in accordance with Rabbi Yisrael Shulam, not in accordance with Rabban. The Gemara says, no, afil etim Rabban. Gabeis and Priya Nikashon, to think, if the ear of the behemoth's paw, of the paw behemoth, is dry, so then, since the wind is there, since the reason of the prayer behemoth is always exposed to the wind, some mele loy hadre boy, avol reye the loy. So even if it's not nifrachet b'tzipera, even if it's not nifrachet b'tzipera, so it will not heal. Avol reye to nikosholat be'avire, since the reye is not exposed to the wind, so then only if it's nifrachet b'tzipera, but if it's not nifrachet b'tzipera, it will be here. Avol reye shal be'avire harabo. Alright. Izei yevisham mumche kora visham shum yavishim yitziyedar min yeveisho ad shiti yavish kolkach shetei nifreches b'tzipeiren ruach v'yavir. Why is the wind so important? Ruach v'yavir mavi shumikalkeles amakom hodasinoche kinu ishalu b'yavir agobori v'yomaro v'hayrei dikaini gilde uchme chazuse ksheyo gilde. In other words, it is, if it has like rings, like clippers on top of the rear. So it's kshel. Or uchme. If it has a black mark, now this is less a kashe, but if the Gemara says kidyute, if the rear looks like ink, the marrow of ink, so then If it's Tzeifes, we'll see in the page. Anyway, but if it's an ordinary black mare, so it's not Tzeifes. It's not Tzeifes. Chazuse, chazuse, in other words, certain colors. So, bonin, bonin, vidavke, anot, bonin, loy, mitrepu, kin, adumo, yeruko, banor, kamen, balochez, because there are certain colors, dachmen, zion, on the base, the Gemara mentions which colors are treife, and which colors are not treife. So, gavne, gavne means the colors that are not matri. That we'll see, that mem zayin in the Gemara. Omar ha-meimar. Now here starts a very important Gemara, very important. It's one of the most basic sugyas in Tzeifes. Ve'omar rove, Omar ha-meimar mishmin rove, ei ma'akifin bibe bebue. I mean, it's the next piece of mind. A makifin bibuye, what does it mean, makifin bibuye? Buye shenin tvo bireye, heiched le mashpifiyo de litapche, di lekel misle bitaboche, ve yedeo im kelim shchite im lacha shchite, e mivim buye acheres, le akifu lekare bet for unek for the lireis, im arani kovim shobim, if there is a buye, a swelling, in the reye, if there is a buye swelling in the reye, and now here buye means not just a swelling, it means a blister. Suppose you see loose blisters in the reye, and it has an edge, it's a real blister, it's more than normal. Sometimes a buye means just an ordinary swelling, but here it means it's a real blister with the neck. The buye shenit for bere, if you find perforated blisters in the reye, so it should be prayed. But there is a possibility that the butcher did it after the shchita, you know, he handled it some melee. So it became perforated, so then it's alight. But we don't know whether it was caused by the hands of the butcher or the behemoth had these perforated blisters before the shrike. So then it's great. So we could say, let us take another one. And let's take a that was nishchat properly. And the other reye is perfect, has no blisters. And let's tell the butcher to handle it. The way he handles reyes. And then, so, it will produce nikovi. It will produce blisters, perforated blisters when he handles. And then we'll compare the perforated blisters that was definitely produced by the butcher's handling, and this perforated blister, if they look alike, so then we'll say, just as that perforated blister is the result of the butcher's handling, so this was also caused by the butcher's handling. And if it looks different, so then we'll be much effect. We cannot do that. Even if we do that, and it looks like the perforated blisters caused by the butcher's handling, but we cannot be sure. Im Wien, der Jedin, so, im Akiten, die Buhe, wo ich nicht verbrechen, mach mir die Tapche, vielleicht ein bisschen die Tapche, und je du ein Kind, schritt in Lacha, schritte, im Wien, wo er ist, in other words, if we know that the butcher handled it, so then we certainly attribute it, but suppose it's not usually handled by the butcher's hand, but we should say, maybe it was done by somebody's hand. So, and to determine it on the basis of a kofel, of comparing it. So, any being bu'acheres la'akif u'karat es lo'neik v'odres ma'am kovim shorim, סתם הוא נקם מופיע כמקיפים בריא, ודגמור עשה דפנון מקיפים בריא, דהנו מלראה, ארוקידים שנעשו בבורה, סו אי כנקד, אי זה רגל הנקד, אי רגל הנקד, אין נאטי בליסט הנקד. So then we can rely on a coffee. I can rely on a coffee. Machine king the naked is a priest the naked. So then we cannot rely on a coffee. But Kim is not the boy. He made a nika bosho, so we stand his posho. The shemo made a ha 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 ha. Here is the crucial subject. Ve'yom ha'ove, ha'netar te'une, v'yishrichim li'adode, that's the subject of sirchem. What is sirchem? Sirchem means an addition. So suppose you have now the lungs. You see, today they don't have the classification of umes and nunes. I mean, that's a matter of classification, that's arbitrary. But today, let's say, if you take an anatomy book, let's say, or the anatomy book, so they refer to the lungs of the behemoth as lungs. Now, I hear the Pekir Talmudis has a very nice diagram. This is the diagram of the une. As it is suspended with the feet on top and the head down. So this is the right ume. In today's books, it is also called the lobe. It's called the big lobe of ear of the lung. They call it this and this and this, this and this and this. They call ears of the lungs or lobes of the lungs. But the Gemara doesn't even mention this by the name of ume. The Shemin designate that ume, the right lung and the left lung, the ume, and this. The Gemara calls une, a lobe, an ear long, an ear, a lobe long, and this is the mother long, ume, like mother, the mother long, so that will be a literal translation. So this is the right mother long, this is the right mother long, and this is the left mother long. And the behemoth is suspended, you know, upside down, the behemoth. So this is the right mother lung and this is the left mother lung. Now, on the right side, so we have three unes. This is the uno ovo. This is the uno ovo. I mean, sorry. This is the uno ovo. And this is the uno anchois. And this is the uno hamispatzalis. Because it ventures out, you see. That's on the right side. So we have three unes on the right side and one une. The mother lung on the right side and three unes. Three lobes, three ears. On the left side, we have the mother lung, the ume, and then we have two unes. So, we have two unes, so we have the une that is called Mishucha Kechetz, and then this une that is called Unaktam. You look at the Abhamina. Maybe you have another book, but this diagram is very accurate. Alright. So Hanatata Une Srichanadore, the two unes, two lobes of the lung that adhere to each other, there is a seraphim. Less of duty. So then it's straight. And even if you make it decay, you inflate it, you put it in water, and it doesn't bubble, it doesn't mean anything. It's still tight. Less like this. When we say that a tartar in a discretion adode, so even with the decay, it's not kshayor, that is, if they are not kisiton. But if they are kisiton, I'm going to decide. So the addition is a natural thing. Now there is a machlekes Hashem, a very basic machlekes Hashem. According to Rashi, and that's not the shita of most Hashem, kisiton means, shaloi kisiton means, you have here three unes. This is the une. Here you have one une, and then you have another une, unem choice, and then you have the unam spatzalis. So, kisiton means if the addition exists between the two contiguous unes, between this one and this one. These two contiguous, you see? This une, the Uno Ovo and the Uno Choice, or the Uno Choice and the Uno Mispachalis. That's Kisito. So it doesn't make any difference how the addition takes place. As long as the addition, the Sirch, is between two adjoining contiguous units, whether the addition is from the cut surface of one unit to the cut surface of the other unit, or the cut surface of one to the back surface of the other, so it doesn't matter. Or even if, let's say, the chut of one contiguous unit is adhered to the chut of another contiguous unit, so it's kisidon, so it's kshir. That's Rashi Sofia. Rashi is a big major. Is a big major. But when the shaloi kisidron, if there is an adhesion between the uno hamispatzeles and the uno ovo, not between two contiguous unes, but between the uno hamispatzeles and the uno ovo, then shaloi kisidron. But most Hashem Machir, and they say, and we pass not like Rashi, that kisidron is only when, number one, it's between two contiguous unes, and the addition is between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other. Now let's see. Let's say this is a une, and this is a une. So this is the cut surface of this une, and this is the cut surface of this une. If there is an addition between this and this, the two cut surfaces of the two contiguous unes, then it's kisidon. Then it's kisidon. But suppose the addition is between the cut surface of this une and the gav of that une, even though the contiguous une, it shall be kisidon. According to Rashi, as long as the addition is between two contiguous units, no matter how, whether it's between the cut surface of one and the cut surface of the other, or between the gab of one and the gab of the other, let's say there is a tissue that is a silhouette between the gap of this one and the gap of that one. So it's also physical according to us. According to most Chinese, only when it's between the cut surface and of this one and the cut surface of that one. Alright, but most Chinese, Shkonoch Paskins, like that one. Rabbi Shlomo Sinai Morim Bisai Nala Tzidah Rashi. They're very long Rashi. Leslet Dikusi Shesil Chazum Achmach Neket Izo Shemitech Shoreya Shebes Kol Mini Mashke Ve'amashke Nasob Kuseicho Ve'yitzi Niyat Niyad Derech Neket Mikre Benasikum. Now that's Rashi. That's very important, because there's a machlik between Rashi and Tesis. I mentioned it many times, just briefly. According to Rashi, a sirche is ready. Why do you say that? A sirche.
Shuyud Bezin Ela Trefus Bela Shush.